I'm at Turan Airport and waiting for my flight. That's an hour before it goes, so I've got time to do a bit of recording. And I'm delighted with this new iPad. And one of the things that's really good about it is I got it with a SIM card, so I've got some internet connection. I don't have to use the Wi-Fi of the airport, if there is any Wi-Fi. So that's quite a handy bit of news, that is. So that first bit of recording I did with the microphone on board, and now I've actually plugged in my headset, and I think I'm going to get a better recording out of this. It seems to be working a bit better. That's probably because the microphone's a bit closer to my mouth. And I'm just sort of having a look around. There's quite a few people sort of playing with their phones, quite a lot of kids around, sort of playing and running around and stuff like that. And then there's a lot of people here. I'm surprised actually how busy it is. I haven't been to Turan Airport with it being so busy for a long time. And it's strange, I suppose, because there used to be a lot of Ryanair flights come through here, but are not doing quite so many now. I think they had a bit of a falling out between Ryanair and the airport. They are putting fewer through now, and more of them are going through the Barcelona airport rather than Girona. So well, there you go. We're waiting at the airport, and we're going to Dublin. And when we get to Dublin, we're going to jump into a hire car. I'm going to head to County Cavan, and specifically to Bally James Duff. And I'm going to go there and see my grandson. He's about, what, must be getting on for 3 months old now. And it was about 2 months ago since I saw him last, so I'm looking forward to seeing how big he's got. So what else have I been doing today? Well, I've been in gardening, and I hate gardening, I'll tell you. And I've been sort of having to get things ready for leaving and sort the house out and stuff like that. And then I've been doing a bit of writing. I'm writing this morning about an application I've got on my Mac now called Affinity Designer. And ever since I've changed over to the Mac, I've been looking for a really good application that I can use on the Mac for doing vector graphic work. And I've tried one called Vector Designer, tried another one called Candy Apple, another one called Intaglio. And a couple of others as well, and some of them were ugly, some of them didn't work very well, some of them were okay for the basics, but didn't sort of float my boat or blow me skirt, as they say. But this one I've just bought, it's €45 from the App Store, and it's called Affinity Designer. It's really quite good. There's one or two things it doesn't do yet. Like, for instance, it doesn't do the thing where you want to rotate an object and you might want to move the centre of rotation to a different place, either within or without the object, as in, you know, sort of move it around. But it's got some other features in there that are quite good. For instance, you can do this thing where you do a power duplicate. So you make a duplicate, you do a change to your duplicate, you sort of swing it round, or you make change the size of it, or you can do a few different things altogether. And then you sort of do another duplicate, and it copies all those things that you've put onto all those different things. And it's quite interesting. I quite like it. And that's all for now. Well, we've made it onto the plane. Got past the crush. A bag stowed in the lockers above. Having to listen to some music while they get everything ready. We're going to be flying at 38,000 feet. Never high. It's very warm inside the airplane, all this body heat. It's full. And I think the air hostesses, or whatever they call them, cabin crew as they call them these days, I think they're all stripping off. It's getting a bit warm.